WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The FAA has banned U.S. flights in Haiti's capital for the next month due to gangs firing shots at planes.
Now, American Airlines says it, too, had a flight hit by gunfire out of Haiti on Monday, the third airline to report a plane being hit by bullets. Bullets had hit a Spirit Airlines plane, pierced the fuselage, and hit overhead luggage compartments inside. A JetBlue flight was also hit. American Airlines says the plane landed safely in Miami and actually conducted four more flights before an inspection revealed the aircraft had been hit.
ABC's Alex Stone. President-elect Trump's transition team announcing former National Intelligence Director John Ratcliffe is now being nominated to serve as CIA director. A federal judge sentenced former Air National Guard member Jack Teixeira to 15 years in prison, followed by 3 years supervised release for leaking classified information online. Fire crews in New York and New Jersey hampered by wind gusts today. More than 5,000 acres have burned due to drought-like conditions. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has declared next week as Winter Weather Awareness Week in the state. According to a press release from Wisconsin Emergency Management, the designation is meant to remind residents that winter weather can cause dangerous conditions and they should begin preparing for those cold months now. DHS officials say there were dozens of cold-related deaths last winter, as well as hundreds of emergency room visits and hospitalizations. Residents should make their plans and gather essential emergency supplies now. A Rice Lake woman has settled two tickets after hitting another vehicle head-on and killing the driver. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, the crash happened in a construction zone on Highway 53 in August. Traffic on the road was going in each direction in the northbound lanes due to the construction work, with orange posts down the center line. The woman was ticketed for passing in a no-passing zone resulting in death and operating left of center resulting in death, to which she entered a no-contest plea. Criminal charges are still possible. Charges have officially been filed against the man accused of a string of burglaries in Duluth last week. According to court documents, 58-year-old Jeffrey Scott Montana was officially charged with multiple counts of burglary, assault, threats of violence, and the kidnapping of two victims. The burglaries began on November 4th when Montana allegedly broke into an 80-year-old man's house and knocked him over while searching for money. He allegedly broke into another older couple's home the following day, as well as another 70-year-old woman's home. Law enforcement authorities are working to track down two suspects accused of committing thousands of dollars of credit fraud. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, the suspects allegedly spent $1,600 at a Price Right, $1,800 at a Marketplace, and $1,800 at Hayward Bait and Tackle. Authorities also believe the suspects may have used the card in Ashland and Michigan. Pictures of the suspects are available on the Sheriff's Office website, and anyone with information should contact authorities. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Milwaukee Bucks tried to avoid the cellar. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Doc Rivers says the Bucks are working to turn things around.
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole that we're creating. We created it, all of us, me, them, together.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year, along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, low mid-30s. Rain showers developing for tomorrow, highs only mid-40s. Rain wraps up tomorrow night. Thursday, a slow clearing. High temperatures, upper 40s. Sun returns for Friday, a high in the low 50s. Right now, it's 38.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Coming up on the show, Pat Kreitlow is still on vacation, but Matt Rothschild is sitting in and we're talking about all the news in Wisconsin and beyond. Join us.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who washes his hands even after using a towel, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Let's do this. We are going to light this thing, and it's going to be a fun show. It's Tuesday night. We already did a show last night that felt like Thursday. So tonight, Tuesday, I think we'll try to – let's not aim for Friday because that's probably unrealistic, but let's try to make it feel like a Wednesday. Think we can do that, Conrad?
Yeah, you know what? Last night I listened to the show just as a listener, you know, not behind the board. And, you know, I woke up and I was disappointed because it wasn't Friday. You did it. Yes.
Definitely. That was fun to hang out with Todd. It's always fun. Whenever you take a day off or whatever, it's great to know that you're still in good hands. It was fun to connect with Todd last night, but it's good to have you back, buddy. What did you enjoy your day up?
I did, yes. Not really. Sunday, though, I did go by my brother's, and we meal prepped. Yeah,
try to do that with her, and I just end up not doing it.
You know, honestly, it was with three people because my sister-in-law was there, and you know, we all just did it, and it only took like 2 hours. 2 hours of the Sunday, and we made like, I think, yeah, but we made like, I don't know, 30 something portions. I got 15 in my freezer right now. Well, so we made Caribbean jerk pasta. Really good. And we use turkey instead of ground beef. Super good. And then the other one was chipotle chicken. And it's all based with noodles and stuff, but protein noodles. Got to get the gains. It was so good, though. I tried a couple of them. You know, I was just there learning pretty much. But I was also there to get free food. Yeah.
I have to get better at that. I still make my meals every day for the most part. Once in a while I eat out, but it is time consuming. It's better to do it on a Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's a good question. I did have my phone up with the red zone on in the corner over there. Every little like 10 minutes, I'll be like, hold on, gotta check quick.
People, my brother, I have some friends that swear by red zone, and I feel like it's overwhelming.
I just think Scott Hansen is a great person to have in that role. Yes, and he does a great, phenomenal job at that. Oh, yeah. Oh, all Sunday.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you back. We've got a really good show tonight. We're going to try to make it feel like Wednesday. We'll do our best. Already checking in on the text line. Tom from New Berlin says, hump day. So there you go. And then Todd says, Pete's mic is sketchy. Are you getting that, Conrad? Thank you, Todd, for the tech update. Is anyone else? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, on my end, it sounds good. But I don't know who that is, but I laughed.
All right. Oh, yeah, here we go. Eric from Lodi. Pete, might want to check your mic connections. All right, we'll check into that. Thank you very much, listeners, for letting us know, Todd and Eric. Appreciate that. So let's see what we can do. Conrad will get the tools out. We'll see if we can get to work on that. In the meantime, I will do my best. Eric says again, you can hardly hear Pete. Interesting. Well, we'll see what we can do for to troubleshoot that. Let's get on the phone with, sounds really teeny. Well, these guys are tech. You know, they're tech. That's a term. I barely know tinny, but I've heard that before. Do we have the something? I'm going to push a button or something there, K-Man?
I barely know.
That's when it works. Wait, what? Oh, no. So I'm cutting out and I sound tinny. So I want to sound like Pavarotti to everybody, not just me. Should I go to a different? Okay.
He is moving mics right now.
Is that better? Also, the show sounds like you're broadcasting from inside a drum. Well, we actually were. Kind of like some radio history. All right, let me know if that's better. We switched mics. Maybe you think Jim Schmidt sabotaged me?
I wonder if he did.
Things on the internet. No, not better, says Todd from DuPere. Oh, boy. Also, Bill chiming in. Pete, your mic is working half the time, and it sounds like you are talking into a box. All right, so what do we do here, Kim? Let's try to figure this out.
Let's see if this. I made a little change. Let's see if this works.
Well, let's see what happens if that got any better. But thank you, everybody, for letting us know. That would have been really, really fun. We do have a great show. We have to move Earl Ingram tonight. He is not on the show at 6:30 as advertised. He is doing a movie. So I guess that's he's got caught up on the set. We'll reschedule Earl.
What is going on?
Todd DePere says you sound like Charlie Brown's teacher. That's what you sound like. Well, we'll figure this out, folks. Stick with us. Conrad's on it. I have faith. We have a great show. Even with Earl not on the show, it's going to be a fun show. We're going to celebrate Wallace Shawn's birthday today. He was in The Princess Bride. We have a great scene from The Princess Bride with Wallace and Carrie Elwes. And then we've got Daniel Wheeler on at 7:05, who's going to talk about his award-winning short film, The Last Witch in Wisconsin, which, as I understand it, is nominated for an award at this upcoming weekend's Milwaukee Film Awards. So that'll be fun. And then from the Wisconsin Historical Society, Kurt Griesemer will be here to talk about the 50th anniversary of Dungeons and Dragons and a program he is running at the Wisconsin Historical Society. So that will be fun, too. So it's a fun show. Yeah, Eric says maybe we all got together to mess with your heads. That's working, says Eric from the 608. Cam from Appleton just says 3. I don't know what to make of that. I think it could be Conrad. Let's noodle this.
I listened to it, and yeah, they're not. It does sound tinny. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm troubleshooting some stuff. So
we've got today, folks, is Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. Daniel from Manasha says, I believe only Conrad's microphone is picking up the whole room. So you're in a different room. So I don't know. Maybe I'm carrying through there or something. We'll have to figure this out. All right, we'll get to the bottom, folks. Thanks for bearing with us and thanks for letting us know. Meredith, from the 608, says, Meredith is texting us. Cam says, I thought you responded because my phone buzzed. Let's be honest. Dom never does. But no, it was spam. Oh, no. Is Dom not behaving? It is chicken soup for the soul day. So our question tonight, folks, very simple. But, you know, like summer was gelato season. Now it's colder outside. It's fall. And it's soup season. So chicken soup for the soul. This is the time for, you know, especially if you're in the Midwest. For us hearty folks, there's nothing better than a hot bowl of soup on a fall day. So our question tonight, very simple, very basic, very easy to answer. What is your favorite soup? Let us know on the text line at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can text us on the app. I wonder if the app is, will the app be affected like that, Conrad, too, or just the rate?
Yeah, it's affected over the app.
Than here in the studio. Okay. So you can also text us on the app. Very easy to use. Just download the Civic Media app. All your favorite shows and your favorite hosts are on there, and it is very easy to get in touch with any of your favorite Civic Media shows. You just click the little text icon, and you can fire off a text. Or if you're listening on the stream, like JB is, you can get in touch with us there. Let us know what your favorite kind of soup is. Be crazy if you want. I don't, you know, there's the basics, but then you've always got someone who likes like Senate bean soup. Or chicken tortilla. That's one of my favorites. But JB says, favorite soup, homemade French onion. Homemade. That's gutsy. It seems like there's a lot of room for air there.
Tortilla. That's one of my favorites.
But maybe not.
But JB says, favorite soup, homemade
French onion. JB says, French also, onion. Now I cannot hear your mic at all. So, all right. Well, we do, God, we have closed captioning. Can we just run a closed caption on the bottom so that people can hear?
Oh, we got about 2 minutes left.
Tom from New Berlin says, Pete, go inside. It's like speakerphone in the car. Maybe I am in the car, Tom. You ever think about that? Just fielding calls, doing some radio. Are we going to cut out to this break a little bit early? Daniel Wheeler, filmmaker, is up at 7:05. Earl Ingram, we had to move him. We'll reschedule him. And from the Wisconsin Historical Society, Kurt Griesemer is here. We're going to talk Dungeons & Dragons on the 50th anniversary. That's all coming up on tonight's episode of Nightlight. Great to have you with me. Even though I'm hard to hear, I have connection issues, not just on the radio. We'll be right back with more Nightlight. This is Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm talking to the production chat right now. Yeah, I don't know.
Any suggestions? I mean, if we can't fix this, what's better to do? Put an old episode on or just sound like crap, you know? So, the music sounds fine, right?
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only
tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? And if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Watch him. Put on a beer on and go home. Actually, I can't. I gotta pick up my sister.
Hold on. Sorry.
Message.
Check, check.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The National Park Service will hold four public meetings this month to gather public input on the Comprehensive River Management Plan of the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway. The first two meetings will take place in Spooner and Hayward on November 20th, and the other two will be held on November 21st in St. Croix Falls and Stillwater, Minnesota. The organization's river management plan focuses on resource management, visitor experiences, and preservation efforts. Residents can also submit comments on the plan online through the end of the year. Wisconsin State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley is proposing a massive increase in school spending in the next budget after over 100 districts turned to ballot referendums last week. Education officials say widespread referendums prove that schools are consistently underfunded, and Dr. Underley is proposing an over $4 billion increase. The proposal would increase per pupil revenue limits, provide more reimbursements for special education, and limit property tax increases to an average of 1.5% over the 2 years. The Duluth Area Chamber Foundation has announced that Honor Flights will be returning for veterans in the region. In partnership with Honor Flight Northland, selected local veterans will be able to fly to Washington, D.C. free of charge to visit the memorials honoring the conflicts that they fought in. The flights have not taken place in Duluth since the spring of 2023 due to the COVID-19 pandemic and funding concerns, but another flight has been scheduled for May 31st. Veterans interested in participating can apply for the Honor Flight online.
Duluth Public Schools are planning to cut an additional $5 million from their budget with layoffs expected. According to school officials, a referendum that narrowly failed in May would have increased the district's budget by over $5 million each year for the next 10 years. The funding would have been used to improve technology, infrastructure, and security. Without it, the district is planning an 8% cut to staffing budgets, a 3.5% cut to special education, and a 10% cut to the district service center staffing budget. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Gladiator 2 is just a couple weeks away from hitting theaters. According to director Ridley Scott, Joaquin Phoenix almost quit the first Gladiator. The 86-year-old director says Phoenix got cold feet and told Scott he had to leave the project. It took a Gladiator-type effort from fellow castmate Russell Crowe, who told Phoenix he was being terribly unprofessional. At the end of the day, it was Scott who talked the actor into staying on the film. Gladiator 2 does not have Joaquin Phoenix or Russell Crowe, but is directed by Scott and opens November 22nd. The sixth Pirates of the Caribbean film is in development. Good Lord. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer says production on the film will start in late 2025, but the cast has not yet been assembled. Johnny Depp is a maybe, but Keira Knightley says that she will not take part unless it's the final film of the franchise. Fingers crossed. The film does not have a title yet. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, low mid-30s. Rain showers developing for tomorrow, highs only mid-40s. Rain wraps up tomorrow night. Thursday, a slow clearing. High temperatures upper 40s. Sun returns for Friday, a high in the low 50s. Right now it's 38.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild will co-host. We'll talk to Dr. Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils on Trump's plan for the Department of Education. Plus, the truth bomb too many Democrats need to hear. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Check, 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 check. Check, mic. Check, mic.
Testing one, yep. Two.
Just do a check.
Check, check. Check, check. Testing.
We're good to go.
Go ahead. Are we live?
Yeah.
All right. You're telling me we're back on the air.
Yes, we are.
After that poltergeist or whatever the hell that was. That's so crazy. We got sucked into the radio.
Yeah, I don't know what happens. I think we actually, like you said, we went into the computer.
Huh?
You said poltergeist.
Well, we went into the computer. Joke. I don't know if I'm not a tech guy. I didn't know if that was like a tech term. Like, no. Oh yeah, we went into the computer. Like that's just a common phrase. Oh, yeah, they went into the computer. Hey, it's great to be back in the air. For those of you who informed us that my voice sounded like I heard I was in a drum, in a car phone, in the computer, all kinds of different stuff, and I just want to sound like Pavarotti. But thank you for sticking with us, folks, and thank you for the heads up regarding our sound issues, which appear to have been worked out by the amazing. Who did it? Chris Casper, Sage Weil.
What Andrew. Are we
looking? Andrew. Andrew's phenomenal. Eric, all the whole crew here at Civic Media, just phenomenal. So, you know what, Conrad, but when it comes right down, I'm just glad it's not my fault. That's how I go through life. I just hope it's something I didn't do. Because, you know, you can hit a button or something. You don't know what's happening. Like, with, you know, I still think computers are a fad. So, I'm just doing my best here. Let's, all right, let's reset. We have a really fun show. What's left of it? We had to reschedule, if you saw our social media posts, we had to reschedule Earl Ingram. We'll reschedule Earl. He was coming on the show tonight to talk about film noir. He's a big-time film noir fan, as am I. I've kind of grown into that, I would say, in the last 15 years or so. I've become a huge fan. I'm sure he is much more knowledgeable than me, but Earl is on a movie set. Apparently, Mr. Big Actor is too important to leave the set and do Nightlight, but we totally understand that, and we will rebook Earl and have Noir Talk another time, but hopefully within the confines of Noir-vember, as this month is known. So at 7:05, we have a young filmmaker named Daniel Wheeler who will be here, and he's going to discuss his award-winning short called The Last Witch in Wisconsin, which I believe you can see this weekend at the Milwaukee Film Awards, a new film festival. And it's the inaugural run. We've had the film festival founder Ezekiel Drews on the show. He was a fun guest. He's going to come back on, I think, later in the week just for one last plug for the film festival. Hope it goes well. But we'll talk to Daniel at 7:05 about his film and how he's feeling, and that's pretty exciting. And then at 7:20, Kurt Griesemer will be here from the Wisconsin Historical Society. Kurt is going to talk about Dungeons & Dragons, and I might need your help on this, Con. I don't know a ton about Dungeons & Dragons other than a video game I played in the early 80s where it was like maybe the first or second iteration of that concept on a video game. This, I believe, is a board game, but Kurt has a program at the Wisconsin Historical Society for the table game of Dungeons and Dragons, which he will discuss at 7:20. So it'll be fun to meet Kurt. And thank you to Rebecca for helping us set that up through the Wisconsin Historical Society. And our question of the night, just to help the reset here, is it is National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. I still don't know 100% what that means, except that I think you want a healthy, warm, healthy soul. So maybe that's what chickens. What would you have to say if you had to guess what chicken soup for the soul? I mean, we kind of get it. Chicken soup is hearty. It's lovely.
It's warmth.
It's warmth. So a warm soul, is that what you're taking away from this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
I can work with that. But it led us to our question, which is, what is your favorite kind of soup? Very simple. Gelato. The days of gelato are gone, folks. Let it go. I'm saying that like all the listeners are hanging out next door at the gelato place. Actually, we have to let it go. So now it's fall. We're Midwesterners. We're hearty. We love a good warm soup. Or a gazpacho, if you want to go that route in the middle of November, that's fine too. But what is your favorite kind of soup? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know or text us on the app or the stream. However you reach us, just reach us, because it's great to hear from you guys. I think so far, my favorite soup, I'm kind of on the fence here. I love what one of the texters said, cheesy cauliflower bacon.
Okay.
And that sounded really good. I don't like soups that are too creamy, but if it's not too like thick, that does sound delicious. I think that was Meredith that texted that in. No, that was Amanda. No, that was Meredith. I'm confused. So now someone's messing with our text line. We've got, but anyway, that was a good one. We will, I'm trying to find that other soup that someone, sound like Charlie Brown's teacher. Wah, 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 wah. Like, that was such a, like, Charlie Brown is one of my favorite cartoons growing up. You couldn't come up with a better, I get that was the joke, a teacher droning on, and it was very funny, but, and it's easy to impersonate anyway. Look at Todd from DePere says, yeah, that meal prep segment was riveting, only hearing Conrad. So it's just Conrad talking about meal prep and probably answering questions that nobody could hear from me. Amanda says, cheesy potato and ham chowder or chicken gnocchi soup from Olive Garden. Wow. Okay. Very nice, Amanda. That's a good one. I love gnocchi when it's done right. Tom from New Berlin says, we already read that one. Oh, Meredith. It was Meredith. Cheesy cauliflower soup with bacon. Jim says, my favorite soup is my wife's chili. That's Jim from Appleton. I hope your wife is listening, Jim, and heard you give her that compliment. Tom from New Berlin says, old school homemade chicken soup. I can't believe it's taken that long to hear that, because I thought everybody would go for homemade chicken soup. And then Anna says, my favorite soup is cheddar broccoli. Spoken like a true Wisconsinite, Anna from the 608. Jim in Appleton says, my second favorite is homemade chicken and dumplings. Yes. 1,000 times yes. The dumplings take that soup to an absolute another level. I know another is not a word when people say that. That's a whole nother issue. No, it's a whole other issue. But I went for it because it worked in that sentence. That's a whole other issue. Tom says, yes, the music was great, Pete. Love. Eric from Lodi says, I'm a fan of cream of tomato soup. You could even tack a string between the cans. That might sound better than the microphones tonight. You know what, Eric? I don't like your attitude, but since you were one of the first ones who alerted us to the issue, I'm going to let that slide. And I do like cream of tomato soup, too, especially with grilled cheese sandwiches. Steve from Florida says, number one, your dad's got a list, Conrad. I love this. He says, tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwich. Yes, Steve. Number two, family recipe, chili and saltine crackers. The old standby. Number three, broccoli cheese soup and Caesar salad. Interesting. Not heard that. Did you grow up noshing on that kind of?
You know, actually, I didn't like soup until like I was like 20. So
really,
yeah.
Too delicious or what?
I was a weird kid growing up. I didn't like a lot of food.
I was a weird kid growing up. When you just hit 20, you decided, damn it, I need to like soup.
I like chicken nuggets for like the majority of my life, I think.
All right. That works. French onion soup, Steve says, is number four. Dip with roast beef on a French roll. Nice. Who else just said French onion soup? I think it was JB, maybe? Yeah, JB mix. Yeah, that was good. Number five, when sick, chicken noodle soup, toasted peanut butter sandwich. I don't know if I like that combo.
That combo is kind of weird.
Steve, whatever works for you. You got a lot of street cred with those first four answers, so I'll accept the fifth. Carla, Conrad's whole family getting in on the fun. I'm glad they're texting after the issues. Aunt Carla says, Grandma Krieger's favorite soup is her homemade chicken noodle soup with chicken fresh from the farm, boiled to make the broth and homemade noodles. Made by the love from great grandma's recipe, plus a pinch of this and a spice of that. Could you be a little more vague, Aunt Carla? She says, I will agree. Best soup. That's a great text. Thank you, Carla. Eric from Lodi says, but seriously, you guys are rocking it in spite of the glitches. Thank you, Eric. Tom from New Berlin says, find me, Pete. He says, Stranger Things. God, these are all from before the glitches. We got some catching up to do. Yes. All right, we'll read some more. This could take this might take us through the weekend, these texts, but yeah. I love that you guys are texting and hanging with us. That's awesome. Those are Nightlight listeners at their finest. Great to have you guys with me on this Tuesday. We're trying to make it feel like a Wednesday, but it really kind of feels like a Monday because of the tech issues. But thank you to everyone in Madison for helping us figure them out so we could continue to bring a show to the people. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight. We'll be right back with more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santa. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Wow, lots of soups. Lots of soups I didn't even really know existed. Craig Kinnett says, Zuppa from Olive Garden, a potato-based soup with Italian sausage. Nice. JB says, he agrees with Craig and says, side note, friend tried to eat some of your pumpkin peppers and it was over the top. The guy has tolerance too. I think that's a text from listener to listener, Conrad.
Yeah, that is.
Having a conversation. That's okay. I want this to be like a lounge where people are hanging out. I love it. Craig says, Margaret Shaw is messing up the radio signals tonight. That can be the only explanation. Is that a... Is that who this is? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring in our guest. Daniel was supposed to be here at 7:05, but he got here early, so we brought him on. It's kind of a crazy night anyway here. So explain, Daniel, if you would, the Margaret Shaw thing.
So what this is here, this is kind of the star of my short film called The Last Witch in Wisconsin.
Very creepy.
Yeah. The whole thing started with this sculpture. I just wanted to make this. You know, I kind of had it in my dreams and yikes. Call it ancestral demons or whatever. You know, got to get them out.
So, security.
So it's a cement face that has these two antlers that are kind of like, for the listeners out there, there's two sticks that are stuck in the cement that kind of look like antlers, and then they're wrapped with twine. Now, I took this sculpture to a public event and was showing people, started talking about it, and then I just started making up stories about it, that it was something that hung in my grandparents' cottage, and that it was, we weren't allowed to be alone in the room with it. So I made up this whole kind of legend and hoax around it. And I think that's what sparked the idea, like, well, I shouldn't make this into a short film.
Nicely done. So that was probably going to be my first question for you anyway, when I introduced you at 7:05, is where did the inspiration come? Hold that up again. That's really a very creepy, kind of thought we were done with Halloween, Conrad, but apparently, look at that. So you made that.
I did, yeah. Yep, and
it's
this is
made
just
out of what is it made out of?
Yeah, it's a cement.
Okay.
Or quickrete.
Oh, so it's like a mold,
yeah.
So to speak.
Okay. Yeah, and that's not to get creepier, but I bought a styrofoam head from Hobby Lobby, and then I went into my shower with a saw and cut the head off, the face off, so that I could maintain the styrofoam. Not floating all over the place.
We are live on the radio. Whatever you say here, this is not a secure line, Daniel.
And then I made a mold of the face and then poured the concrete.
Are you married?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my high school sweetheart. She's married on her own volition. Yeah,
and so. She's okay with it. She wasn't creeped out seeing you take a saw and a styrofoam head into the shower?
She really puts up with a lot of it. Now, she's an artist as well, so she has a very high temperament for that. But she gets a good kick out of
that. Would be creepy. I think unless you said, oh, don't worry, honey, it's a sex thing. It has nothing to do with, I'm not a violent person. No. Okay, go for it. All right, so we'll hear more from Daniel in his film, The Last Witch in Wisconsin. I love that title, by the way. That's very cool. He drove all the way to be here, folks, from Menasha. So that is fun. And good to have clarification on who Margaret Shaw is. Dave checks in on the stream and says, technical difficulty. Yes, we're past all that, Dave. Dave says, grilled cheese and tomato soup. Limited edition Campbell. That is old school. Very cool. And we've got some other texts here. I'm going to try to jam through these. I really do appreciate you guys sticking with us and texting. So where were we? Oh, Bridget from the 818 says, Grandma Peg loves homemade split pea soup. She loves hers the best. Well, that's convenient. How do you guys feel about split pea? I hated it as a kid. I love it now. Got to be honest.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of peas, but is there bacon in that now? Is that something?
Well, there could be.
I could get around that.
There are no rules to this, Daniel. Listen, you cut the heads off mannequins. Right. I think you can put whatever the hell you want in your soup. 20 says, heard that music. Okay. Oh, nice. Bridget also says, I love miso soup. Yes. That's dynamite. I didn't have miso soup until like my early 30s.
So good.
It's outstanding. Tom says, went in my car to turn on the radio. You're broadcasting. You're back on the app, Pete. Tom is like really sticking with us. I love this. So where else? Conrad, let's zip through. Oh, here we go. Oh, Daniel Wheeler. Oh, that's so funny. You texted the text line to tell me you were here. was our button not working, the doorbell?
Well, no, it's even worse than that. Like Google had me go to the other side, which is the residential entrance, I guess.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's at 401 North Washington.
Well, I get nobody's letting you in when you're carrying around that cement head with the antlers coming out. Todd Michael says, I blame Pete. I thought it was my fault. It usually is. When something technical goes wrong, it's because of what I ate for lunch or some crazy thing that we make this jump. Chris Casper from Madison, the man, says, I need help with this, Chris. Zuppa Toscana? Toscani? Toscana? Just made a huge batch on Sunday. Wow. I've never heard of that. I'm probably saying it wrong too, though. Chris says, like what they have at the Olive Garden. Eric, you guys are sounding great now, and I'm looking forward to your D&D guest. As are we, Eric. Thanks for hanging in there. Todd is laughing at my question, are you married? Well, it's a legitimate question. I mean, the guy's got a lot going on with his art and his films. And so you live in Menasha.
Yep.
And did you shoot the short film? We'll get into it more after the break, but yeah. I want to know, is it all shot in Northeast Wisconsin here?
Yeah, we shot it in Marion, Wisconsin.
Nice.
Yeah, at the home of Craig and Karen Knitt, who've been guests.
Yeah,
here
Craig's
before.
Been on the show. He's yeah. a filmmaker himself. It's great to have you here. I'm glad that you're in studio. This is Daniel Wheeler. He is a filmmaker. He made a film called The Last Witch in Wisconsin, which you can catch in Milwaukee at next week, or this coming weekend, actually, is Milwaukee. What is it? Milwaukee Film Awards is what it's called.
Milwaukee Independent Film Awards, and Wyawega is Friday night, the Wyawega Film Fest.
So you got two back-to-back.
Busy
put
weekend.
Some miles on those. Yeah. Just put that in the passenger seat, and no one is, you know, you can pass everybody. All right. Kurt Griesemer is here to talk Dungeons & Dragons at 7:20. We'll have more with this young man here, filmmaker Daniel Wheeler, will be here to talk about his film next. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm going to talk about the new information environment. Elon Musk controls all the info. What does that mean? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
There are some words that only get used in association with a phrase or another word. Nobody ever uses the word tribulation. You talk about the trials and tribulations. Another one would be vim. Nobody uses vim unless you're talking about vim and vigor. I'm going to make that list of words that you never hear unless it's in that particular phrase.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.